It's called a magic pipe.
The ship's crew, the engine department, had actually constructed a pipe to essentially go around the oily water separator.
Dawn Callan is the Coast Guard's senior investigator at Sector Long Island Sound. She says oily water separators are used on tanker ships to figure out whether or not oily waste is clean enough to dump into the ocean. In this case, investigators received a tip hours before a 577-foot tanker pulled into port in New Haven. The tip was that an engineer on board had rigged a magic pipe to bypass the separator and its pollution sensors.
What the second engineer was doing was he was actually manually removing the oily waste from a bilge tank, a bilge holding tank, way down low in the engine room. So he was putting a hose through the tank top opening in the engine room and running, using a pump to run that up and discharge into a sewage holding tank.
That oily waste was then dumped into the ocean with the sewage. Callan says the engineer continued running the separator, except he instructed crew members to run it with a mixture of seawater and freshwater.
So the oily water separator is showing that it's being run, and it was being run. But unfortunately, the liquid that was being put through that was actually not the original oily water, oily waste that was in that bilge tank.
The violations landed the second engineer a 3-month prison term, and investigators have requested a portion of the $1.2 million fine be awarded to two whistleblowers involved with the case. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.